It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Soule. Three things to know today. Transparency in pay is becoming a trend. Privacy laws progress in Colorado and Connecticut. And tape backup on the rise? This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA released a new report, Workplace and Learning Trends, citing that 73% of human resources professionals expect hiring to become even more challenging over the next 12 months. Two-thirds believe that persistent hiring constraints may become the new normal. In case you missed it, starting November 1st, job listings in New York City require a maximum and minimum salary for the role. While not the first law here, Colorado has one and Washington State just passed one, with about a dozen more states considering ones, it's a very high-profile one. The date was pushed back over business objections, arguing that competition for workers is stiff and they want the flexibility on pay. Still, the law is coming. And per the Employment Cost Index released at the end of last week, total compensation for all workers in the U.S. in Q1 was up 4.5% from last year. This measures how much employers pay for workers' wages and benefits. Total comp in leisure and hospitality sectors rose 8.4% year over year. Why do we care? There's a solid argument to be made about getting ahead of certain trends. I happen to believe this transparency one is going to be good for workers. Making your organization more worker-friendly is a crucial strategy. Thus, why not get ahead of this? Lean into the transparency trend now. As with many ideas like this, many won't. Speaking of one tracking trends, this one seems easy enough to be a leader on. The US, EU, and 32 other countries announced a Declaration for the Future of the Internet that lays out priorities for an open, free, global, interoperable, reliable, and secure internet. It highlights goals like affordability, net neutrality, and removing illegal content without curtailing free expression, although it offers few specifics for achieving those goals. Signatories also agree to uphold the principles of net neutrality and, quote, refrain from blocking or degrading access to lawful content, services, and applications on the internet. I mentioned Colorado earlier. The state AG recently released pre-rulemaking considerations for that state's Privacy Act, and the office is seeking public feedback, specifically comments about universal opt-out, the requirements about consent, and dark patterns. Have comments? There's a form. Finally, on April 28th, the Connecticut General Assembly passed SB 6, an act concerning personal data privacy and online monitoring, which is currently waiting for the governor's signature. This law is similar to privacy laws in Colorado, Virginia, and Utah. Why do we care? The Internet Declaration feels like a definition of the Western Internet in a splinternet world. We'll see if it's codified in law. Because on the law front, that should make Connecticut another state soon with privacy laws. Colorado gives some perspective on the ongoing nature of lawmaking. Once a law is passed, rules and enforcement is a continuing process, eventually also settled in the court. There's a reason lawyers have continuing education, and technologists will need the same. In, of course, that's still around news, it was a record year for tape storage sales. Yes, old school tape backup. According to an LTO sales report using data from the companies responsible for manufacturing LTO tapes, 148 exabytes of total tape capacity was shipped in 2021. That's far more than 2020, where 105 exabytes was shipped, or the previous record year of 2019, with 114 exabytes of capacity. Why do we care? It's easy as technologists to focus on the latest and greatest. Remember, the right tool for the right job. Tape is sticking around because of ransomware. It's not the only way to solve the problem, it's just battle-tested. Know your own biases and focus on the customer's needs. That strategy is proven and reliable for a reason. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, an automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening. I'm going to keep this brief, keep my voice under control, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.